All righty, baby. You know what time it is. The MTM Boys Lifestyle Edition, episode 100. It's the boys over Man to Man. Got an exciting interview. Liam, what's good? Co-host Andy over here. Liam, what's good?
Just hanging in there, man. Episode 100. I love it. Bringing on, I believe, our third female for episode 100. Gotta talk man to woman sometimes, make sure all of our priorities are straight. Yeah. But yeah, great interview. It was fun to sit down and talk to Danny. She knows what she's doing, and she's an up-and-coming, I guess, influencer.
Influencer, stepsister, Leo. She's a breathing human being. So we're going to get right into it, man. We're not boarding on this one. Episode 100. Please enjoy our interview with online personality, social media stepsister, breathing well, Danny Jackal.
Driving, I needed some inspiring. Peace and quiet, I'm running from the sirens. They ain't been around, but they know about where I've been. Had to put the time in to let them know it's time.
Fuck a plug, you don't need it when you plugged in. They know it's us, we don't need no introduction. It's just us, we don't need no one for nothing. But it's always something. Skipping town, cause I really can't be around it. Sometimes the only way to go is right around it. To say I didn't like the way it sounded, so I left it where I found it. Yeah. Why stop now? Why stop now? No, not my style, not my style. Yeah. Drop top down, that's my style. Why stop now, baby? Why stop now? PCH driving, I needed some inspiring. Peace and quiet.
All right, once again, you're tuned in to the boys over at Man to Man on Dash Radio. We're switching things up and talking man to woman on episode 100, as we are excited to bring on and chat with online personality, influencer, Pisces stepsister, American lady, over 300,000 followers on TikTok, a part of the Daily Dropout gang. Please welcome in Danny Jackal. Right, did I get that
Hello,
right?
Hello, guys. Yes, okay. Jackal, yes. But you actually got wrong. I am a Leo, not a Pisces. I don't know where you read that.
What is the research on the internet? What is that?
I honestly cannot tell you. I've seen some really weird things about myself on there. I'm like, that is completely inaccurate.
Dang. I was ready to talk to you about a Pisces because I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, but, I'm okay. Talking about Pisces.
Well, dang, dude. Liam, what's your zodiac sign over there, dude?
I'm a Cancer, so we're kind of
Cancers are good. Yeah. It's all good. We got some more talking coming this way. Danny, we're excited to have you on. It's episode 100 for us. We've been doing this thing for a couple of years now, so we really do appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. I've been following you for a minute now. I'm sure a lot of people have seen you on TikTok. You're part of this Daily Dropout gang with Steven Shapiro. Been following the dude. He's hilarious. Big Dawes. And I know you've gotten this question a million times, but for those who may not know what the Daily Dropout gang is, what is it? How do you describe it?
All right. So the Daily Dropout, basically there's a few of us. We all do different pranks, hidden pranks, social experiments, just things that are really awkward and make people uncomfortable. We go to a lot of different college campuses. And so people always end up calling us, oh, the College Dropout. And we're like, well, that's, you know, it's not the name, but yeah, essentially it's basically just takes place on college campuses. And then we also go to a lot of different public places. Like we spend a lot of time on the Strip in Vegas. Great area. And same with Miami Strip, like on Ocean Drive. So we are always there too. And yeah, we honestly just mess around. It's all hidden pranks. And I can't stand when someone thinks they're staged, because I'm like, I put in so much work to make, right, to improvise, you know, it takes so much more effort versus stage is like one and done. So we are a hidden prank channel.
And how did you end up joining this channel?
Yeah. So, okay. So majority of the people on the channel are all actually dropouts. So they really put the name into Daily Dropout. For me, I was one of the few that actually graduated for 4 years of college. And I basically was in college, like sophomore year, just messing around, getting blacked out every weekend. I mean, I still do the same. But in this moment, I was just there for college, purely in business. And then I got a direct message on Instagram, which is so random. And I had always kind of like low-key wanted to be an actress in life. That was like my dream. But I was like, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get a degree. You know, that's just the path that my parents kind of showed me and they're like, this is, you know, what's the normal thing to do? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to college, getting a degree. But then I got this direct message like mid college from Big Doss TV, who also is a co-owner of Daily Dropout. And so he messaged me, he's like, hey, are you interested in acting? And I'm like, who is this dude? Like, I had no idea. Searched him up on Google and YouTube and saw that he did pranks. So I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm interested in acting. That's like the biggest dream of my life. What do you mean? And he was like, oh, do you want to be in like a prank? And I thought, oh, like you're going to prank me. I said like, oh, you're going to prank me, right? Cause I didn't know like that there's hidden pranks or stage pranks. I had no idea. So I was like, okay, sure. He's like, no, like you prank someone. And I'm like, dude, what? Like, why me? Like you picked this random bitch that goes to U of A. Like, how did you know that I wanted to do this my whole life? Right. So then I was like, yeah, I'm down. And I was, at first I was like, this is a scam. I'm getting killed today. Like the first day that he sent out a videographer to go to U of A to film with me, I was like, there's no way that this is normal. And then I filmed for a day with the camera guy that he sent out. And I had no idea what I was really doing at first. And I was so nervous. Like my voice was so nervous. I look back to my first video and I'm like, it's so cringed out watching it. But I filmed the video and then the viewers on the channel really liked it. So I continued to film while I was still in college. And then now I'm 2 years out of college. I'm still doing videos, just a lot more.
Congratulations on getting your degree. What was it in?
Thank you. It was a really weird major. It was like a newer one. It was basically information science and e-society, which is like digital media and marketing. And then I minored in business. So I got kind of all of that.
Wait, that was Liam's degree too, wasn't it?
No. I'm in education, big dog.
I'm thinking of somebody else again, dude. My fault.
Damn, Andy, you're really just...
I'm just messing. I mean, that's fine. When you say that, I can't imagine doing that. You say you want to be an actress and you get hit up and you're like, no, you have to do like some uncomfortable shit to go prank somebody else. How did you get comfortable in doing that?
Well, so for me, it's just so... It's so weird. It was so meant to be that he found me and reached out to me because I've always had that really outgoing personality and confident personality. I just truly have never really given a fuck like my entire life of what people think of me. That's like my one flex. Like obviously everyone has their own insecurities, but I'm like, you know, I just don't care what others think of me. Like I want to be the best person possible, but if someone doesn't like me for me, like why would I even want to hang out with them or care about them and their views of me? So I've always just had that like confidence where I just don't care. I've always been like the class clown growing up and, you know, elementary school, high school, that kind of thing. And I've just kind of been always messed around. I love like messing with my friends. I'm super sarcastic always and have a really dry sense of humor. So it kind of came naturally to me. And then when I was asked to do that on camera, I'm like, this is a dream come true. Like I don't have to memorize a script because that's a whole nother challenge when you're acting and that kind of thing. So right when I got the opportunity, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to shit myself doing this. I'm so nervous. But aside from that, once those nerves settled down, it just kind of came natural to me.
I was going to ask you, just being on campus. So say now that you've been doing these, are you getting more popular? Are people starting to recognize, oh, I might have to stay away from you because I know you might be pranking me, you might not be? Or how does that actually work in terms of when you are starting to gain some of this popularity? Are people noticing you around campus in that sense?
So yeah, at first it was super weird because my friends, so I would always film in kind of the center part of campus where a lot of the freshmen typically go to have, they have all their classes, their general education classes in that main part of campus. So for me, as I got into like junior, senior year, I'm hanging around that area all done up in makeup. Like the way that I go and film my videos, I would never ever look like that in class. That's why I'm like, how do people actually believe that I'm just like a student going to class right now? Because I'm dolled up in makeup and wearing like jeans. Like I wear leggings to class and look like a literal trash bag when I'm sitting in classes. So I was always like, my friends would see me out on campus and they're like, what are you doing right here? At first, before they kind of knew, I tried telling them and they're like, I don't know what you're doing, but yeah, like prank me. And I'm like, no, like, it's just, I'm doing this thing. I'll explain later. So I started to tell my close friends, they had an idea of what I was doing. But I would say that for me also, like my prank started really appropriate. Like it started as, I think my first video was, I think you're the one for me. And now I say that as like a tiny little like addition to like saying that I like want to blow them or something. I don't know. That's just like, I'll say something really inappropriate. And then I'm like, yeah, I think you're the one for me. And I always look back. I'm like, it used to be so appropriate and sweet and cute and wholesome. And now it's just like these really inappropriate pranks. But back to what I was saying before, at first I would, a lot of times what I started to realize was like, oh wow, people actually know like what I'm doing now, is I would go out on the weekends and people would always say like, oh, want a spoon? Or like, oh, I think you're the one for me. Like they would start to say the lines that I said in my videos. So at first I was just like, haha, yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, it was just a really weird transition for me, for people to recognize me doing that. But so like, as time went on, it wasn't just like a one day I woke up and everyone's like, oh my gosh, it was more just like gradually progressing.
So you're saying, talking about the pranks in general, how do you come up with the new like material in that sense? If you're, you know, people are starting to recognize that too, how are you transitioning and making new material, and how do you even come up with them in the first place?
Yeah. So originally it started as I would, normally like Steven and Dawson, both, they are like the co-owners of the channel. So they kind of were like the brains behind a lot of it in originally. And so they always kind of gave me a few lists of ideas prior. And then I would like think over them and think what's comfortable. They're always were like really, they always have made sure that any prank I did, I was super comfortable with. And if I wasn't, I would tell them and they were like, no problem, we can switch the topic or whatever. So they're really good about that. But I would always get a few options and then kind of pick from there. So they were really doing the creative side of that. But as time went on, now I think of, whenever I think of an idea, I'll always write it down. I make sure to run it by them, but a lot of the ideas just come from myself now. I just try to think of the most like awkward things, or it doesn't even, I don't even think of it. It just naturally happens to me. Like I'm in the airport and something awkward happened. I'm like, wait, that could be a really great video. Or like me waving to someone and then they like didn't see it and the person behind saw it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so awkward. I'm like, why don't I just turn that into a video? So a lot of it just comes from awkward day-to-day things where I'm like, wow, that was so weird. I'm just going to film it.
Is Big Dawes or like Steven with you on campus while you're starting out, or is it just a videographer?
The first video was just a videographer. And then I think I didn't meet them for a few videos, I would say. And they were kind of spaced out at first. But eventually I met, I think, Steven, and before I met Dawson. So I met Steven because he was going to film on campus too. And so then we both had like our videographers were like, yeah, we're going to film. First time meeting him. But this is also, I guess, in the beginning of his like prime for pranks. So I didn't even know about him either. So I met him. I was like, oh, cool. You do the same thing. Like, let's go. And then Dawson eventually came to film at U of A too. And then I met him. So it was kind of, cause it was almost like a long distance relationship that we had, like to kind of get the moving parts going. And then eventually, cause I was still in college, it was different for them, cause they were all like a group, but then they kind of brought me in. So
what do guys think about it though? You know, guys trying to go on date parties with you. What did the teachers think about it? Did the teachers know you in class at this point? Did you have a boyfriend? Like, I'm just curious where guys would want to know what they were thinking.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So yeah, there's different areas with this one. So one, I thought like guys, I think people thought my videos were honestly a little bit cringe at first. I think everyone did, because they were cringe and I wasn't like a pro at them. Nowadays, guys think they're hilarious. Like guys will tell me all the time, like, dude, you're actually funny. When they say actually, I'm like, ha, yeah, thanks. Yeah. But on campus, I think that like, I had a boyfriend when I started filming, and I had a boyfriend for like 2 years. We were long distance, so he didn't go to U of A. He went to USC. And we were dating, but we have like a very, very, we had like a really great relationship where we trusted each other completely. And he knew, I told him the opportunity that I got, and we had been dating for, I want to say like a year once I got that opportunity. And I told him, and he's like, yeah, like that's sick, do that. Cause he knows like my goals and stuff in life. And so I did it, and he didn't even like that. And he never cared at all, cause he knew that it's just all acting. I mean, it started from something that I didn't realize like what it would actually turn into, but it's all really acting. Nowadays, I'll like kiss people in my videos because I'm like, fuck it, I'm single. Like, why not? I can do that. But I've actually had like two boyfriends in the time period of filming my videos. And like, I guess the second relationship that I ended up having, I warned him before. I'm like, just so you know, like I do these videos. They're pretty crazy. I basically just like flirt with guys and get their numbers and that kind of stuff, but it's all acting, you know, it's not real. And they're like, okay, yeah, that's chill. It's just like any actor has to do, you know, there's actors on the screen that are literally having sex and then they're go home to their wife and they're like, hey babe, like, how are you? It's like that, but definitely toned down. Mm-hmm. But also some people that I meet nowadays, they're like, everyone's like, oh, what do you do? And it's just the common conversation when you're out at like a bar and I'm like, oh, I do these videos. And they're like, oh, am I on camera? Like, that's the first first thing. I'm like, no, I'm just being normal now. So sometimes it's a little weird. Like I went on a date once with someone that was kind of like almost like a fan of like what I did. And it kind of weirded me out. He wasn't someone that I had met while pranking, but it turns out later that he kind of was like into what I do. So I got a little weirded out because I like people to view me as like me and not the person on the camera. Cause I'm extremely vulgar and like disgusting on camera and inappropriate. And like, yes, I make those jokes, but that's not how I actually like am as a person. I still have morals and values. So, so yeah, that's kind of the thing. But date parties, I had a boyfriend. So a lot of times I would go with friends and my friends kind of knew what was good.
What about the teachers though? The teachers had to know. You'd be like, I don't know, but I got to watch this one.
Yeah. You know, so I actually pranked a teacher once at school. Like I didn't realize.
Didn't like you after that.
Well, he wasn't my teacher. He was like fully vaping. Okay. So I'm like, oh, thought he was like a random student. And then he's like, yeah, I got to go to my class. And I'm like, what? He's like, your professor? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I think that they started to slowly know, but the videos weren't like too big at that point. Cause I started when the channel was at like 200,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And now the channel's at like 3.5 million followers or subscribers.
Wow.
So it's definitely grown a lot since time. But at first it was like a very low key channel. Not many people knew about it.
So for you personally, obviously on the other side, the people that you are pranking, have you ever had like a big, like, you know, kind of blow up, somebody get really pissed off at you or something like that, where you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, and maybe you didn't post it or something because it was so, I don't know, big blow up or whatever.
Yeah. So, I've had a few instances, like actually scary ones. A lot of times people get mad all the time. I mean, I have to get their verbal consent after every prank I ever do. Anything you ever see their face online, I get their consent afterwards. So people a lot of times don't realize that I literally have to tell everyone after. It could be the most awkward thing, or like I'm being mean or they're pissed at me and I still have to go run up to them. I'm like, hey, like we're just filming a fun video. Is it cool if we use your reaction? And if they say no, we either don't put them in or we blur their face if it's really worth it, because sometimes it's like the best scene ever. And if we blur their face, then, you know, you don't know their identity. But we have had a few instances that I've been like scared for my life. So there's a few things, but one time, which is kind of recently, I was filming a prank with Big Doss TV and we were in the gym and I was like squatting I literally am so bad at squatting, but I was like squatting in front of these dudes. And then I would turn around and be like, are you staring at my ass? And like, those guys are already all like adrenaline is pumping and they're just fucking like furious. And when they get accused of something like that, cause they like weren't looking at me, then they got really pissed. So this one guy thought that we were filming him. I don't even think that I had pranked him yet, but I think he thought we were filming him. And so he just starts screaming at me. He's like, do not film me. You are not allowed to put me on here. Do not film me. And I'm like, okay, dude, like chill. Like you're not in the video yet. Like you're not being filmed. We won't film you. So he started freaking out. He came up to talk to me like multiple times after I had already, like I left him and he would walk up to me and start like screaming at me and then like Dawson. And then he like told the front desk, and then the front desk didn't care. They're like, they're filming, they're doing their thing. But he was so livid and like furious. And then it happened like a few times. The guys in there were like freaking out. They're like, get the fuck away from me, screaming. So I'm like, okay, sorry. But that was like not even as bad as this one other time. I was in Miami and I was filming a video. We ended up deleting the video, so I'm not really allowed to talk about like what it was, but bottom line, I almost had like a gun pulled on me. It was really scary.
Damn.
Is the people in Miami, one, I mean, everyone's really drunk and, you know, people are just kind of crazy, I guess, on Ocean Drive. So I was filming a video there all day and like everything was going pretty smoothly. And then I would say like 3/4 into the video, first there was like a group of guys and one of them attacked my camera guy, like literally ran up to him and almost broke our camera. And he was like a big guy. I think we have like a few different camera guys. Some are smaller than others. So he was like a big guy, and was like, dude, like get away from the camera, whatever. But he like went up and grabbed the camera cause he saw it and he was so mad. And then he, the other guy like was screaming at me and like put his hand in a bag full of nothing. It was just an empty Louis Vuitton bag, very empty. And there was like one little thing in there and like this. And it was just like, his hand was like this. And he was like screaming at me, telling me to like do stuff. And if I didn't, then I don't know. It was really scary. And I was like shaking. And obviously I felt a little bit comforted because my camera guy's next to me. That's why I always feel like okay talking to these strangers, because at least someone can hear me at all times. If something happens, then they can come and like, you know, break it up or whatever the situation is. But I was really scared in that moment. And it just like, I mean, that's what I get, you know, statistically, yeah. I like mess with so like an amount of people, it's just going to happen where eventually someone's going to get that mad.
Right.
But yeah, that was the scariest.
Some guys pushing peace, some guys aren't. That's what it is.
I'd be scared. That's why I you know, applaud what you do, because I could not do that. I would be scared for my life half the time. It's like,
well, I'm sure there are other guys too where you're like, oh, you want to pound me. I'm like, forget, like, what's going on, dude? Or you give him a kiss, yeah. You give him a chocolate bar or whatever's going on.
Yeah.
One video I did see, you kind of liked the dude. You ever gone out with somebody that you pranked and took him out on a date or something? There was one guy, I think he was like a freshman or something. You said you want to pound me, and he was like, oh, that's a very interesting question. He was a good looking dude. I looked at the comments. Good looking. Talking about.
Okay, that one I actually like did put something on TikTok recently that had to do with that. Cause he like duetted my TikTok of me pranking him or something. And then I was kind of jokingly like, oh, well, I'm actually down. That was more, I just did that.
Oh, like, no, that was at Tennessee. You're fucking with the Tennessee boys now.
Yeah, that was then. But however, also actually in Tennessee, this is also in Tennessee, which is weird. I've never actually gone on like a date with someone that I've pranked, but I have met up with someone at a bar that I pranked. We didn't like kiss or anything, but I did meet up with him after. So I did get his number and we were talking for like a day and then met up with him at night. And we were talking for a little bit, but he was also like a little younger than me. And I was like, whatever. I wasn't really down anymore, but still like now I can at least say that I have technically like hung out with someone after pranking them. Other than that though, I've never,
it's this one.
Never
found it. It's this one.
Oh, that one. Okay. So
it was a good looking dude.
Yeah, he was cute. I just sometimes, once I saw like the hottest boy ever when I was filming, and this was in like Louisiana. Yeah. In Tulane, he was so hot and I pranked him, but I got nervous to talk to him after to get his real number because like weirdly enough, as much as you see on camera, like confident Danny getting people's numbers, all that kind of thing, it's all just like literally on camera and it's all act. Because in real life, when I think a guy's cute and my friends are like, Danny, like go up and talk to him. You do that every single day. What do you mean? I'm like, no, like I can't, I'm nervous. Cause when I can't be that forward naturally, when I go for guys, like I like when the guy comes up to me.
See, that's Liam and I have talked about this. If girls like that will just go up to how you do your prank videos to us, oh my God, I'd be like so down. It's just so much more comforting because Liam and I talk about this all the time. It's like, how do you approach a woman at a bar? How do you approach a woman at a gym and things like that? If you girls just go up to us and just say hello, thank God, you know,
it makes our job a lot easier.
The pressure all of us.
Totally. It would be so much easier. I know. I don't know why. There are always those girls that are pretty forward. I just am not in real life. But I also, my favorite thing to do at bars is literally just mess around and like meet guys and then just kind of like tell them I just queefed or something like as a joke. like, and they're so scared, but it's not to get their number. I just like to get their reactions. I like carry my job into my life too much sometimes, but it's so fun.
They're like, damn, that's hot. What's your number still? Like, no, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm like, well, so
that's funny. All right. Well, all right. So what do you want to do? You want to do your own channel? You're on this channel right now. I know we talked about it a little bit off air, but you kind of gravitate towards something else. What do you want to do this year? What are your goals? I mean, you're an influencer. I'm sure you get paid by brands and sponsors and get hit up all the time for a bunch of different things, but collaborations, just tell us kind of what you want to do here in the next 6 months.
Definitely. So I think my main goals for this year are primarily to grow my own personal YouTube channel, as well as my personal TikTok. Cause right now I have a bunch of different pranks. I mean, that like literally hundreds of pranks on Daily Dropout, on the YouTube and TikTok, but I am trying to shift more towards doing stuff for my own channel, as well as continuing to do stuff for Daily Dropout. But, it's obviously a grind and a lot of consistency. And my goal is to push myself more to be more consistent with my own channel, and that kind of thing. Cause I think that, like, why not? You know, I already do it for someone else. I might as well continue to do it like for myself. So that's my main goal. I have a OnlyFans for my feet. And
yeah. Let's talk about the OnlyFans feet edition.
Yeah. What? First of all, my first question I told Annie, I was like, I think this girl has an OnlyFans. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, but it's for her feet. What's the story behind what is that?
It's literally a joke, which is sad that people think it's serious, because it's like, people sometimes are like, are you kidding me? You have an OnlyFans? I'm like, dude, no, just go look at it. And you can tell me then if like what it is, basically the reason why this all started. If you told me at 5 years old, what do you want to do when you're older? I would never tell you like showing my feet off to the public, but apparently, it's a common foot fetish, or it's a common fetish. And I basically was getting compliments all the time on my Instagram that were like, you have the most gorgeous feet. I love your feet. Keep in mind, my feet are fucking nasty.
Like, I gotta look into this real quick, dude. Cause I don't think I could be attracted to it.
I don't think a lot of people could. Apparently there's some like science behind it that like, the receptor of like the pleasure side of your brain overlaps with like your feet, like side of your brain, something like that. Like the reason why people have that fetish is because something overlaps. I don't really know. I probably should look more into it, but I just take it and run with it. I'm like, this is so weird. But if you're down, like I might as well, if instead of posting a bathing suit photo on Instagram that my feet are in, why would I just put my feet online? And I make them like hilarious. Like I have a picture of my feet, like holding like tangerines, like cuties. And I said fruit by the foot.
That's funny.
It's like, you know, I make them punny. Like I took a picture of my foot, like driving my car, saying like taking my whip for a little spin. Like, cause I'm also really flexible. So I can like do weird things with my feet. I don't understand it. And it's like kind of weird to think too much about it, but like, I just,
what are these guys saying though? Well, like this, you know, who we talk to who kind of reps us, she gets a ton of feet pictures. She's put them in cereal. And I'm like, why are you doing that? She's like, I get paid quite a bit of a bag for it. What are these guys saying? So you got like fans that you interact with because you have to, because they pay some sort of subscription that's higher than others or what?
Yeah. So basically they,
Liam's on there too. I saw you, dude.
Come on, man. Don't start that.
I knew your name. Like, I was like, Liam.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that you look into it. She posted yesterday is what you said, dog.
Wow. My number one subscriber. Let's go.
Shit. You gotta do some type of research out here.
Tony, what's up? Yeah. What's up with that? You got like actual friends on there? Like, do you make friends on there?
Those are my subscribers, those are my fans, not my friends. Lose a certain amount of fans on there. That's what they're called, not subscribers.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I would be pretty alarmed if I met someone and they're like, I follow your feet account. I'd be like, oh, that's really awesome.
What's the craziest thing you've done with your feet though? What's the craziest picture that you've taken? And do you like that stuff in real life? Like if somebody said that in real life?
I'd be like, what? I'd be a little alarmed. I mean, It would be cool to like say I've hooked up with someone that has a foot fetish. Like that is a little bit of a flex, you know.
That but after Tana did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think with Bryce Hall or something.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know how I would react. I think I would just, if someone like, I actually do personally know one person that has a foot fetish and I found out recently and he was like, please don't tell anyone. I'm like, I won't, don't worry, because that will ruin like your life. Like all of our friends will be like, what the
fuck? Is it Steven?
No. It's someone my friends don't even really know that well, but like, he was like kind of talking, like he was like into me for a hot sec. And then he told me that and I was like, wow, this is a lot to digest. And so, yeah, I don't know, but I don't really know how I'd react if that was something in real life. But yeah, the guys on there, they say some inappropriate stuff, you know, it's pretty disgusting. Yeah. I think they view feet as like a sexual part of your body.
What do you, like, I want to go back to, I want to go back to your goals real quick. Cause I feel like we kind of slid over that one real quick. I mean, you make him, I get it. You're talking about how you're making money, OnlyFans, things like that. But what does Danny Jackal want to do? Cause we don't know, because, and I told Liam, I wanted to ask you this too. It's like you get that sort of platform and then like, what do you do with the platform though? Like I'm sure there's different avenues that you can go. You can stay an influencer, which probably being an influencer is probably one of the coolest things to ever be. But with the platform, like, do you want to go back into being an actor? Like, do you want to, I don't know. I was talking about movies and stuff. You're like, yeah, I've been in a couple of things, but I don't know. We're just kind of curious with that platform. What would you want to do with it?
Yeah. So I think for me, like, I feel like the influencer route kind of came along with doing YouTube. Like I didn't, I'm like the influencer life chose me.
It did, like, for real though.
Yeah, because like, I mean, if you take a look at my Instagram, I kind of just like don't give a fuck on there. I post like crazy things. I just post myself. I post like my personality because I don't ever want to like be perceived as like I don't want to ever have like change or be different just because I have like a certain amount of people like looking at my stuff now. I've always just been like, regardless of social media, I'm going to be myself. I don't like care. I just want people to like me for me. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely a plus to have that platform, like as an influencer, so to speak. But yeah, with doing YouTube and TikTok, I mean, now like,
that's it.
Now that I've gotten more engagement on that stuff, I would say my main goal, like my dream in life would be to have my own TV show in some way. Most likely kind of something like Impractical Jokers. Like if I could do that, that would be my dream. Like I want to be on like a TV network in some way, whether it's like a reality based show, but like in a host position, you know, like being a host on like a show or something, or having my own show and being an actor in some way, whether it's improvising or stage. I mean, even in movies, like I would love to do anything like that. I just want to be on camera and be able to like get to that next level.
See you doing like some late night stuff. What about reality TV?
Yeah. So reality TV for me, I was thinking more of like, if I'm going to do that and take that route, I'd rather be a host or something like that, because just to be like another person on, let's say The Bachelor, Love Island, whatever, it's like, respect to everyone that does that, cause that's like awesome. And it gives you like a big platform afterwards, but that's for, no offense, people that don't like have like a bunch of talent, like they have like regular lives and they go on the show, which is what reality TV should be. Mm-hmm. But I think that like, because I already have like a passion and something that I can do and, you know, it takes some skill, I would say, I want to like do something with that and be able to like project that in like a bigger way and do something with that.
You got a lot of potential. I mean, we're just trying to root for you. We're trying to see if you can become the most famous person alive just so we can flex it real quick. So I just want to know. So you got go ahead.
Well, so that's just my goal in life, is to like have my own show in some way or something like that. But what I've always told myself is that I just need, like, instead of sitting there and applying for like audition and being in different positions of like a host or whatever, I've tried doing some of that stuff. And I just think that's a waste of time, because I have so much time right now that I can be like making more content, getting my name out there, reaching a larger audience, and hopefully one day I'll be able to get to that point naturally without having to really push for something that might not ever happen.
Right. I mean, it's such a competitive pool because we have friends that, you know, have agents and try to get into all these acting roles and things like that. But I feel like if you kind of just do what you're doing and continue to do that, then people will recognize that. And I don't want to say it's like a shortcut because you've put in all the work and a lot more work than those people that are maybe applying for those sort of acting roles, but more people will see that, like what you're doing. So continue to do it.
Thanks. And I also, one thing to add is like, I think that anyone that does acting, like I have so much respect for, because that is such a grind, like constantly the audition tapes and everything. Like I've done it before. I used to do acting when I was a little bit younger, but I just, nothing really came from it for me. And I think like major respect to the people that are go to the acting classes ever since they're a kid. They don't go to college. They go to acting school. They work their butts off to be an actress, because those are the people that really should be the actors. And so for me, I'm like, everything happens for a reason. If I got an opportunity like that, yes, I would take that and like eat that up and love that. But if not, I just know like I didn't work my whole life to be an actress. So it's right. Understandable.
I have a, I guess to just clarity. So on your own YouTube page that you're trying to grow, is it going to be more of the same kind of prank stuff that's, you know, for the, you know, Dropout Gang, or is it going to be new content? What's kind of the direction of that, your channel yourself?
Yes. So I'm going to start to integrate pranks into my own channel, which is something I've never done before. I normally do behind the scenes of pranking with Daily Dropout. And that's kind of the most I've ever done as far as pranks go. So I'm really excited. I've actually filmed a few videos that'll be out soon on my channel. So I'm going to start to be more consistent with that and do actual pranks on there, because it's fun. You know, it's what I love to do. I'm like, I might as well. At first I was scared, because I'm like, I don't want to only be solely like just a prankster and everyone will expect me to post pranks every week. I want to still be able to have the flexibility where I can, you know, throw in some vlogs and have fun and do things that I want to do with my friends and film it and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to continue to do that, but I'm going to also have pranks. So it's kind of just a mix of everything.
Love it. That's awesome.
One channel where you can find everything.
Yeah. Like what's the channel called? Just your name?
Yeah, just my name, Danny Jackal. And then all my platforms are Danny Jackal, but my only feet is only feet for you, boo. That's literally it.
Okay. Link in bio.
Yeah, link in bio.
That's funny. Okay, cool. I feel like I have so many questions, but I don't know how much time we got. I do want to ask you one. I feel like I'm just jumping back and forth here. What about like hiring a manager or like a representative? I'm sure you maybe have that already with the Daily Dropout Gang, but with yourself personally, do you want to be represented by anybody? How do you feel about that? And I don't know, because managers kind of sort of take a chance on people like that, don't they?
Yeah, it's really funny that you say that. I have been in like desperate need for a manager actually pretty recently. So far it's been a one man show and it's been fine. And it's just a lot for me to kind of balance it all. As my stuff is growing, it's harder for me to continue to like do those brand deals by myself and negotiate those deals. For me, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing half the time. I'm like, I don't know what my rates are. I need a specialist. I need someone that's like really good at that and can like, you know, like work, like I just want that. I feel like in order to take my brand to the next level, that's definitely needed. And I've been trying to look for that. And still, if anyone's listening that's out there, then know someone, please.
It'll come for sure. Keep grinding. All right. Well, we're going to do some quick shooters with you, Danny. And we've kind of already been shooting it with you a little bit. We appreciate you coming on again, Danny Jackal on Dash Radio, rocking with the bees over here. This is just going to be like, yeah, no problem. Thank you. Quick shooters, whatever comes to mind first. Got some weird questions in here. You don't want to answer them, you know, just say, nah, I'm not answering this.
Yeah. Just give us a pass on this.
Yeah. Give us a little pass on this. We got some interesting ones. Okay. We're going to start light though. Best party you ever been to?
That question actually doesn't have an answer because I went to U of A and every single day is a party. So that's actually impossible.
Get how you guys did schooling. Like, what do you guys got? Date parties and something going on.
I had a 4.0. I balance is key.
You know what that's called, Liam? It's called Adderall to the max, dude. I'm not,
you know, you're not wrong for that.
All right. Well, U of A, because we don't know what the West Coast people are doing. We think we're partying in the South, but apparently not. What about like most famous person you've hung out with?
There's a few. I did go to dinner with Jason Derulo once, which was pretty cool.
That's cool. Tell us about that.
So this is like after him and his girl.
Oh my God. Dude, I already know where this is going, dude.
Yeah, no, but no, I had a friend that was like talking to him and then was like, hey, want to go to dinner? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
With who? So yeah, we literally went to dinner and he just like with his friends just bought the whole dinner. I was like, let's go. Got hammered and then went to a table afterwards, was hanging out with Jamie Foxx there. And I was like, this is really crazy. Wow. And then I also partied with Chris Brown once. That's my other flex.
Damn. Okay. Like, Annie, are you smooching these guys at all or what's going on?
What?
Are you smooching these guys?
Fuck, I wish. Yeah, no, I just, the Chris Brown one finessed the shit out of that one. It was my birthday and like went to his concert and then went backstage and party with him after. And it was nuts. And I was like, I'm down. I also had a boyfriend. So I always have to keep in mind a lot of times I somehow got through those places or with Chris Brown with a boyfriend. Jason Derulo one.
Oh, your boyfriend was with you?
No. But like just having a boyfriend, you know?
Gotcha.
Oh, like still, it's like, damn, like at least sometimes people are like, all they want to do is hook up. I'm like, well, that wasn't the case with me.
Right. Man, if I had a girlfriend, she wanted to go to Jason Derulo, I'd be like, yeah, dude, do it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So what about like biggest influencer celebrities slide into the DMs, vice versa? You got any blue check marks in there?
I do have some blue checks. I would say one DM that was pretty lit was Dan Bilzerian.
Of course.
Of course. I also have like talked on Instagram with Griffin Johnson before, like TikToker.
Yeah. Bob Minnery follows you.
Oh yeah. I forgot about him.
That dude's gotta slide in. That guy is a horn dog.
Well, actually, okay. So I slid into his DMs like before he was huge. Like this is like kind of like earlier on. Cause I thought like, I loved like his content and thought it was so funny. So I had like talked about even like wanting to work with him or something like that, like a long time ago. And then when recently he was in Arizona. So then we just like met up and we hung out and like, I don't know, just had fun. Like had, there was like some other people there. And so I hung out with him and he was super cool. So now we're kind of like friends and yeah.
Now what's his vibe? He trying to hook up? What is his vibe? I follow the Nelk boys. I love the Nelk boys. And I follow Bob shit all the time. He's trying to get it.
Yeah, no, he's super cool. Like such a homie. He was not like trying to hook up and not trying to do that thing. And like, it was very clear. Like he wasn't like creepy or anything. He was awesome. Like super cool. And we were just like drinking and having like a fun night. I don't know. It was really fun. And then I went out after with like other people and then.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he didn't come out. Yeah, he was super chill.
Okay. What was the first one she said? What was the first one? Danny B. What did Danny B say?
Oh, well, okay. So I actually messed it. So I didn't realize. I forgot about this, right? I wasn't. Like in college, like so, this is like 2018 and I had messaged him something. Cause I heard everyone, this was like a trending thing at the time. Cause like, I guess one of his like girls that he had, you know, he had those like girls or whatever. One of them had went to U of A. So we were like talking about it. And apparently the rumor was that if you wanted to party with him, you had to send him nudes. So I'm like, oh, like that's the rumor. Okay. Let me like message him. So I sent like the funniest message. It was like, hey Dan, like, really down a party with you. Like I hear that like you like nudes. So here's this, like, hopefully you don't think it's too beat. And I sent a picture of a beat in the shape of a butt. Cause I said, hopefully you don't think it's too beat.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like really cringe that I said that, but it was like in 2018 and I looked back at it, but I forgot about it. Right. Completely forgot. And then like 6 months ago, I literally was out and I like look at my lock screen and it says Dan Bilzerian. I was like, it's a fake account. And it says like nice shitter. And I was like, what the fuck? And I look at it and it was like that message that he finally responded to. I don't know why. I think the reason why maybe this is like my one guess is like, there was a time where the Nelk boys were originally looking for like a girl to like, to be a part of like Nelk Girl, right? They're looking for Nelk Girl or something. And then I think they like decided they weren't going to do that, but I like applied to it. And I was like, cause I want to be fucking Nelk Girl. What? Like, that's right. So fun. I love Nelk Boys. And so they like had a podcast with Dan Bilzerian that day or something. And I think maybe they had said something. And so he looked at my messages and he's like, oh, let's see what this bitch is about. And then saw that. That's my only, I'm like thinking, how on earth? Yeah. You know?
I watched that interview. All right. Looks like we're running low on time. Liam, how about you pick a question, dude? We're going to do one more.
Yeah, we can.
Don't pick the next one, dude. Just
No. I got mine. I've been looking at this one. All right. What's your favorite dream car? I'm kind of a car guy. What do you got for your favorite car?
That's the question.
Yeah, your dream car. Your dream car. Everybody has.
This is a one time moment. You're gonna ask about a dream car, dude.
Girls like cars. I feel like sometimes they gotta be in their quick Mercedes.
Answer that one quick, and then we're gonna pick another one.
Okay.
You're gonna pick it, Liam. What is it?
G-Wagon.
G-Wagon. What color?
Like some sort of matte.
Matte black. Yeah.
Or like gray is kind of cool.
Gray. I'm not.
Right. I don't know. Sorry. I'm not a car girl.
See, that's good. That's good to know. Some girls are, some girls aren't. I like it.
Some materialistic.
I'll drive whatever. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Pick another one, dude.
Nah, you got the last one. You can send it. Man,
I'm looking over here at.
I'll try to answer these faster. Sorry, I'm talking like nonstop.
All right, we're going to do yes or no questions here. Does size matter?
No, but they need to know how to like do it.
Motion in the ocean. Okay, boob jobs or BBLs? What you think about those?
If you have some shitty ass boobs, get it fixed. BBL, stupid, waste of money, go work out.
Ever been in a threesome?
No.
Okay, last one here. What's your type? What do you like on guys? Accessory-wise? Simp boy or fuck boy style, maybe some relationship advice. What do you like on guys? What's your type and relationship advice? And then we're gonna get you on out of here.
All right. I like honestly, just guys that don't try too hard. I'm not a huge earring guy at all, or earring girl, whatever the fuck. But yeah, I like guys that are dressed like chill and like clean and nice, just cleaned up. I don't really care about the look. Shoes is really the most that matters in guys, I think. Like if you have like, if you're rocking like jeans with like running shoes, I'm sorry, but they're canceled in my book. I just think like shoes are everything. And then the outfit kind of just goes from there. Just look clean, be clean. Don't just look it, be right. Relationship advice. They're like, people are, I don't know, it's super easy, but just like, don't lie ever. That's like the biggest red flag, like a liar and someone that's unmotivated. That's like the biggest turnoff for me. And someone that gets really jealous, like trust is everything. And being loyal is everything. Like be open, honest, and then you will trust them. And therefore, if you trust them, you won't really get jealous because you trust them.
Sounds like we got to step our shoe game up a little bit.
I have really dirty shoes right now, and I actually had a couple comments on my shoes recently, how dirty they are. So fuck me. Danny Jacko, squad it up with the boys. Episode 100 is a banger. We really appreciate you coming on. I guess people that are doing research on her is incorrect research, or maybe I just got nervous in the upfront and was just saying something that my mind was saying something else. Appreciate you coming on. Anything that you want to promote? Appreciate Dash for hosting us today.
Yeah. Well, first off, thanks so much for having me. This has been really fun. And I'm honored to be your 100th episode. Wow. Congrats, guys. Awesome. As far as, you know, all my platforms, like I kind of said before, all my channels are at Danny Jackal. My TikTok's at Danny Jackal _. But all my other platforms are just my name. And then my OnlyFeet is at OnlyFeet for you. Boo. It's really weird. If anyone's into feet, which is weird, but subscribe.
Hey, we'll support the brand if we got to. Danny Jack, we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you soon, I guess. You know, you don't got to talk to us again. We'll try to talk to you again. See what happens. Talk to you soon and continue all the success.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, guys. Take care. Nice talking to you.
See ya. All right. Mr. Dream Car, dude.
Hey. PCH driving. I needed some inspiring. Peace and quiet. I'm running from the sirens. They ain't been around, but they know about where I've been. Had to put the time in to let them know it's time. Fuck a plug. You don't need it when you plugged in. They know it's us. We don't need no introductions. It's just us. We don't need no one for nothing. But it's always something. Skipping town because I really can't be around it. Sometimes the only way to go is right around it. Had some shit to say, I didn't like the way it sounded.
stop now. No, not my style, not my style. Yeah, drop top down, that's my style. Why stop now, baby? Why stop now? PCH driving, I needed some inspiring. Peace and quiet, I'm running from the sirens. They ain't been around, but they know about where I've been. Had to put the time in to let them know what time it is. Got that in common, we all feel the pressure. Bitch, I'm plugged in, yeah, the vibe is electric. Room full of commas, they all trying to sex me. Feel like Dennis Rodman in 1997. Pussy like it's food tonight. Yeah. They don't love me, but it's cool tonight. Yeah. I like to keep it loose, but keep the moves tight. You was right. Running numbers up, I'm shooting dice. Fuck a suit and tie, I'm loosey goosey, but the moves are tight. Yeah. Louis slippers never slipping, I just like to slide. I was on your side till you grouped me with these other guys. Yeah. Hand on the blunt, I ain't done. Here come the sun, hair up in a bun. Yeah. What I see, she a freak. Said she only really do this shit for me. That's her cap. PCH driving, I needed some inspiring. Peace and quiet, I'm running from the sirens. They ain't been around, but they know about where I've been. Had to put the time in to let them know what time it is. Got that in common, we all feel the pressure. Bitch, I'm plugged in, yeah, the vibe is electric. Room full of commas, they all trying to sex me. Feel like Dennis Rodman in 1997.
I can see it. Hot spot, and it's plush dot, and it's dead. Screw drop, Gucci sauce, got him dripping. Fuck the cops, we can't be stopped, just admit it. Hey, 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 hey. Put the numbers in, call her lens. Bought a new Benz, lost more friends. Stretch my ends, money all in. Fucking a friend, breaking and bend. 110s, counting the ends. Trusting got thin, keep it FN. I gotta go, I gotta spin. I drove a boat, I drive again. I ain't got no note, I ain't got no rent. I am a goat, I am a man, we in the low. We smoking dope, we keep it close. You with the folks, you with the dose. Give me some dope, little bit of hope. You already know, you know. Bitch, we the top of the sauce for the top. And you know that they copping you, oh. They cleaning them up, but these bitches, they hopping. I couldn't fall out with it, bro. Hotter than Taki, I like it, I cop it. Ain't nobody stopping the ghost. Smoke like they daddy, we sitting in the lobby. We just rented out the whole flow. I can see it. Hot spot, and it's plush dot, and it's lit. Screw drop, Gucci sauce, got them dripping. For the cops, we can't be stopped, just admit it. Paint the town, baseline committed. Bloodhound, cold heart crippling. Best part, we got all the vibes with it. Head start, you can't catch us, so forget it.
That's no cap, I'm in a guinea. It's really rap. And they give me, I had a trap, now I got plenty. I'm in the castle, fucking a genie. I bought the castle, she wanna wrestle. I ain't got tackle, drunk on a Henny. Turn to a saddle, I had to handle. I'm about to smack him, broke on the fanny. I put 412s in the V12, my ooh. Bitch truck, starting around. She said she smell, I'm doing well. When I wanna fuck, it don't matter. Bitch, I'm a shark, I'm not a whale. Into my cup, in my bladder, I got it unlocked. Like I'm in jail, soon as they buck, they get splattered. I'm out of dropping, no, I cannot fly, coming straight to the top like a ladder. Niggas play tough and they talking on the internet, but they ain't never gon' hit them. I took a loss and they made me a box, now come look, I'm doing better than them. He calls you the fuck with Scotty when I cough and I'm trying to get high enough.
Getting high in the sky, boss, I can see it. Hot spot, and it's plush, die, and it's lit. Screw drop, Gucci sauce, got them dripping. For the cops, we can't be stopped, just admit it. Paint the town. Baseline committed, bloodhound, cold heart crippling. Best part, we got all the vibes with it. Head start, you can't catch us, so forget it.